Hi, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss the causes of inequality and income distribution. So in this first graphic, we want to talk about the income inequality in America, right? So if you'll look at this top graph, this is the actual distribution of wealth in the United States, right? So the bottom 20% has this very small sliver, right? And then you've got the middle 20%, right? And followed by the 420%. But the top 20%, right? And the top 1%, they control the income flow in America, right? So, but Americans think that it's a little bit different, right? They think it's more of a equally weighted distribution, right? When it's actually not. So you look at the distribution that 92% of Americans choose as ideal in the bottom graphic, right? So the middle class and the middle income earners, right? They have more a piece of the pie in the ideal situation, right? But we're really controlled here by the disproportionate income stream in the U.S. So this is a problem that needs to be addressed, right? But it needs to be addressed in the right way. Like, we can't go about it through socialism or communism, right? We need to come up with an opportunity for all of us to be brought up, right? Through wage increases, through the free market, through less government intervention, through lower taxes, right? So that we can create our own prosperity and create our own wealth and be entrepreneurs, right? This is the only way that we'll be able to truly have our ideal distribution of income. So, the causes of income inequality: rise of more decentralized wage system determined by free market supply and demand principles, right? So enterprise bargaining, right? So because of a decentralized free market wage system, right, companies have the ability to set prices how they like, which is fine, but we need to make sure that the cause for the common good is not outweighed by excess profits, right? I know that may be counter to what we have talked about in the past in profit maximization, but we can maximize profits, but we also need to entertain the ideal or make sure that we are taking care of our people and ensuring that they have an opportunity to develop and create their own wealth as well, and pull these people up as we're coming up, right? So wealth and how it affects income distribution. Wealth is an insulator against a rise in inflation. Look, the more money I have, the more I can spend on prices, right? So we need to make sure that we're putting our people in a position to mitigate inflation on their own, right? We don't need government intervention. We need a free market system that works for everyone and not just the top 20 and 1%, right? So we need so this is an idea of the rise of a more a decentralized wage system. So this is what's happening, right? So decentralized essentially means getting away from centralized planning or getting away from government intervention in our free markets, right? So the rise of the decentralized wage system has created the income inequality that we see today, but we, going back to the point of, okay, we need a free market because, you know, it sets prices correctly and there's not waste and it's efficiently ran, right? But we need to make sure that the prosperity and the well-being of our citizens and our people are put ahead of corporate profits. Right, so you can see in this graph that as the top wage, $300 per hour, obviously the supply for that labor is going to outweigh the demand, right? The demand, no one's going to want to pay $300 per hour versus at the bottom $15 an hour, right? There's a high demand for that labor because it's cheaper, right? So So people obviously, companies and corporations obviously desire cheaper labor, but we can't put it so cheap that we price people out of the market and they aren't able to really be sustainable in their lifestyle and create a lifestyle that lifts everyone up, right? But in a capitalistic sense or in a free market sense, not government intervention to make everything equal. We need to put it upon ourselves and look as we live in a community and provide for each other's welfare, right? For the welfare of our people, right? So not putting the cart before the horse as far as profits are concerned, right? Don't necessarily put the profits in front of the people, right? Because people are your most important resource, and we want to make sure that their well-being is taken care of, right? But in a capitalistic free market sense. So wealth is a determinant of income inequality. Wealth allows individuals to take advantage of circumstances otherwise unavailable to individuals subject to poor socioeconomic status, right? So wealth gives you a lot more opportunities, right? So that's why we need to put our people in a position to where we can create and sustain wealth for ourselves so that we can put ourselves in a better socioeconomic status, right? Not to say status is important, but I'm talking about, pulling ourselves out of poverty. That's what I mean. Education, right? That's why CLI is so important and can impact so many people. Through the education, it'll provide the opportunities to pull yourself out of situations that aren't very advantageous, right? So through education, now we can network and make contacts, right? And now with these things, we are going to make it relatively more easy to enter the workforce, right? And the more the education, the greater contacts, the easier we're able to enter into the workforce, the greater the ability we're going to have to invest in assets and appreciate our value or our wealth or net worth, right? So, able to capitalize on inflation as prices of assets increase, right? So if we can capitalize on inflation, right, stock prices go up, those prices are inflating, we want to be able to take advantage of the increase in asset prices, right? Whether it be real estate or stocks or whatever commodity that you can invest in to take advantage of the inflation of those prices, right? So we need to put ourselves in a position and put our people in a position to do that as well.